This is Cross Currents. Back in the 1950s, shortly after McDonald's started to change the way many of us eat, television changed the way families around the country entertain themselves at night.
That's very good, Judy. Now, can anyone tell us what a picnic is? Harold.
A picnic is where you go out in the country and eat food off the dirt.
Oh, well, that's not bad. What else do we know about picnics? Theodore?
When we go on a picnic, we eat hot dogs and hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
He means hamburgers, Miss Canfield. Beaver always talks that way.
Oh.
We still watch plenty of TV in this country, but the way we watch it is changing. The shows might be everywhere, but the machines, they're not. Youth Radio's Rayana Godfrey has more.
I am laying in my room. You know, this is basically my dojo, my sanctuary, my place to go. My favorite color is purple, so everything is purple. My walls, my curtain, my bed. I have a picture of Bob Marley on the floor, and some of my most prized possessions are in my room, like my guitar, my keyboard, and of course my computer, my smartphone, and my television. TV's on, computer's on, I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr all at one time. I always have my TV on in the background, but when it's not entertaining enough, I get on YouTube. Let's see what I can find on YouTube. Yeah, this is the whole episode.
Do you know who else likes to clean up other people's messes? My mom!
That's one of my favorite TV shows, a series on Cartoon Network called Regular Show. When I can, I watch it on TV, but I can always count on YouTube to have an episode. And online, there are no commercials. So now I'm just gonna go to my granny's room. Now I'm in my granny's room. Granny, do you watch a lot of TV?
Yes, I do.
How much TV do you watch?
Too much.
And do you... What are your favorite things to watch?
X Factor, game shows, Law and Order. I watch everything that come on TV.
Do you just watch your regular TV? Do you do Netflix or anything?
No, I don't do Netflix. I don't do anything I have to pay extra money for.
So you keeping it traditional?
Yes, I am.
My granny and I are pretty different when it comes to TV. She can sit through grueling, endless commercials. Not me. I have to skip channels until all the commercials are over. My granny has always been loyal to just watching regular television. I mean, really regular. She canceled our subscription to HBO and Stars and refuses to watch Netflix, even though we have it in the house. But a lot of teens, like my friend Sarah Quevedo, don't even own TVs.
I really like these kind of British teen shows. One of them is called Misfits. The network that it plays on won't let me play it because I'm in the United States.
Quevedo doesn't let that stop him. He uses his laptop to search for websites that stream Misfits, using keywords like free video. It can sometimes take him 15 or 20 minutes to find what he's looking for.
Okay, cool. So I found the site. And click the little button. Yeah, and it starts to load.
So what happens now?
You fall in love with me.
I've got a show I watch that makes me feel just like that. It's called Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, and it's not even possible to watch it on TV. Episodes are only online, and they're great.
Fixated intimacy delusion is quite common with women. And various species of penguins.
But penguins don't even fly.
It's still pretty normal.
Issa Rae, the creator and star, has raised a lot of money to produce the show, not from ads, but from donations on the website Kickstarter. My mom introduced me to the whole thing. She even watches TV on her iPhone while we're out and about, something I don't do yet. So, hey, Mama.
Hey, Rihanna.
Okay, so you watch Netflix on your phone?
Yes.
So, you know, I don't do that, right?
Right, you're bootsy.
What does bootsy mean?
Not cool.
So, you're cooler than me?
Yes, I am.
I look up to you, Mom.
You should.
Thank you.
I love you, bye.
And if not-so-young moms are hip to online television, shouldn't that be a clue that viewing habits are most certainly on the move? For Cross Currents, I'm Rihanna Godfrey.